I was like, yeah, whatever, Craig, take the night off again. You're always
yeah, it
like,
must
oh
be
shit.
nice. Just oh crap.
Yeah, I think we're on. Oh, and hey, everyone, it's another bootleg. It's a Toy Anxiety bootleg. Bootleg number 9. That's my my Nightcrawler joke. I was really like excited about doing it.
That was more sounded better in the original German.
It might have. But awesome. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Welcome to Toy Anxiety Bootleg. I'm your host, Ryan Dole. I am here with Jay, as always, on a Toy Anxiety Bootleg. Jay, how are you?
I'm doing well. Excited to be here. 2 weeks in a row on Toy Anxiety. I feel honored
family.
To be here. Yeah.
Right?
We're family. Yeah.
We're family. We're going to buy cars next. That's our next big thing. Ooh. We're going to start collecting Jada Fast and Furious cars. That's next on the docket for 2024. That's how we're going to do it. And returning, everyone's returning. This is not their first bootleg. Kevin from Toying Around is here as well. Kevin, how are you tonight?
Yo, I'm good, man. It's an honor to be back in the hat and hoodie edition of the show.
At least definitely hat. Definitely hat.
Put it on, Jay. Put it on.
I have to get one. I don't know. I'll make it happen.
Get one.
It's
a bootleg. Where's the merch? We're not professional here on a bootleg.
That's true. Because Colleen is podcasting right now, too. So, like, there is no flex anybody to get me a hoodie at the moment.
Oh, wow. But don't you have kids?
They're sleeping. It's sleeping time.
Oh, okay. Well, wake them up. Don't you have a golden retriever that
come
you can
get
try?
Dad a hoodie.
Papa's called. And last but certainly not least, it's been almost half a year since the last time he was on Toy Anxiety. Dan Larson, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I was going to be either way, either in chat or on camera, one way or the other.
Oh, awesome. Well, no, thank you very much for being here and hanging out. Yeah, and I guess we should say a quick howdy-do to the chat, but just to give everyone kind of perspective of what's happening tonight, we're going to talk about some Street Fighter, because I think they're almost done Street Fighter 2, and I'm pretty excited to get into it. So with that said, let's say a quick hello to the chat. Oh my god, I don't know how you guys do this when the chat is this busy. We've got Brian Merchant is here, my boy Johnny Cock, Ray Deathray is here, Cougar McGillicuddy, James R. Patrix, Jason Kreiser, Dartherian, Brick Something, Patrick Jared, Cone Killer Confusor, Thanos Copter, Flash 739, Country Boy 9. I like how that rhymed. Riley Bob, Manic Mac. Manic Mike, let's get that straight. Allison Troy, the Retro Toy Princess. Please go check out her streams and her Instagrams and stuff as well, and go check out her awesome just coloring books. She sits there. She streams coloring. It's pretty relaxing. It's nice. Daniel Key is here. Nolan, Paul Morales, Thunderhausen, Future Maya, right? Future Maya?
Futurama, yeah.
Futurama, yeah. Thank you. I'm spelling everything out too much. Attack Peter is here. He is going to be streaming tomorrow night. Looks like he's carving a stormtrooper tomorrow on his channel. So yeah, so be sure to check him out. Even though I did request he should do a dragon, and he didn't do the dragon. He's doing a stormtrooper. How basic is that? Star Wars. Wow. Okay, Mr. Ryan Clark is here. Bacon McShig. Seth is serious. All right, and we're starting to repeat people, and so on and so on. So thank you everyone for being here. What dragon? You sent me a video of a dude pretending to be a dragon. That's the guy you have to like. That's the dude you had to carve. You had one job, Peter, Mr. Attack. That's all you had to do. All right. It is Christmas. Well, almost Christmas time. The holiday season is coming up in a couple weeks. One of the big things about the toy season, because we were just going over like wish book catalogs and stuff just a couple weeks ago, not too long ago on Gotham City Tonight with Jay, Yeah. I feel like Jay's more my co-host than everybody else these days. And
you've helped fill in on Toy Geeks as well many, many times lately. So I
right. So with that, you know, one of the most, like, toys are our biggest memories, and Christmas is usually, and the holiday season is a part of that. So with that, we also like to give back, now being adults with enormous collections ourselves, and we like to give back when we can, where we can. And I feel like Kevin is doing something super duper special this Saturday. You're doing the one thing I've always dreamed about doing on YouTube, but you're actually doing it instead of me just sitting there thinking to myself in the shower going, man, that'd be so cool to do that. But you went out,
that's,
and you were thinking
about in the shower.
Well, yeah, that's what don't isn't that how you came up with the idea?
Yeah, well, yeah, most of the time I don't, when I'm in the shower, I'm not like, yeah, you know, it'd be great on YouTube. Okay, maybe sometimes
yeah.
No, the it's just, we're gonna do a 24-hour live stream fundraiser, and as usual, I have a few loopholes. So Dan was already quite, she's like, are you going to be on the whole 24 hours? I'm like, way to make me feel bad before we start, but I'm going to try my best. But I will have an awesome group of friends, the enablers, who will be there, you know, with different spots to take over some shifts so I can, you know, get some rest at some point, or bathe. Bathing is important. Hygiene.
Just gotta get really good and smelly.
Yeah. Well, new to the channel, Smell-O-Vision. So
yeah, exactly. No one can smell you anyway.
I was just gonna say that if you're gonna do a 24-hour thing, start it in the morning, like as soon as you get up. That's when you start. Don't make the mistake that, and I've done it myself, where you start at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 o'clock at night, and then you're like, oh, you just robbed yourself of, you know, 8, 10, 12 hours of awakeness.
Yeah. So everybody, we're starting at 9 p.m. on Saturday. Yeah. So I hope you.
That's not gonna. Yeah, I used to, on my old Lost podcast, we would do a charity 24-hour-a-thon every year, and actually we pushed it to like 36 hours 1 year. But yeah, Dan's right. You gotta start like first thing in the morning, because then that eats up so much of that time, and it's just like a really late night, you know.
Yep.
All right. Well, we know when we're starting for 2024, but this is the first time.
There's still time to change it, Kevin. Just start early. It's fine.
I got plan. I think I start at night because the kids have so much stuff on Saturdays. But
you're gonna do a full like day with the kids, and then
so he'll be on for like an hour. Everybody else will take over. He'll be back at 10 the next morning. Yeah.
Basically, log in, say what's up to the chat, and then say peace.
Yeah.
See you in about 6 hours. But hey, you know, you guys are veterans. You've all done this before. It's my first time, and I have to learn it for myself, right? So
it's special. Know. It's fun, especially when you're doing it for a good cause. And there is something cool about just, I don't know, at hour 20, just like, what is gonna happen at hour 20? Like, what are you even talking about at that point? Your brain's like mush.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great content.
It's like Mo in the Quickie Mart for I don't know how many hours he worked on that episode of The Simpsons, and he's like, at some point I thought I was a hummingbird, and then he's floating across the screen. But yeah, we're trying to raise money for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Normally in the past few years, I've been encouraging people to drop off toys at a toy drive, which you still can do, right? You know, we all are guilty of, oh my God, this toy is so cheap. I got to buy it. If I don't buy this on clearance, I'm losing money, you know? And then you have a stack of those you don't open, and you try to fire sell it. You can donate. A lot of places have drop boxes, fire stations, police stations, things like that. So look in your area. But this year we wanted to do something different, to the marathon stream, and, you know, no point sending me the toys through the mail. So, you know, we figured we'd do something online. So hopefully we'll learn about this one. How it works out.
Awesome.
That's
yes, really cool. Apu. Thank you. It was Apu, not Mo.
Yeah. And Jay, you're doing something for Toys for Tots as well, correct?
Yeah, we're doing a little Toys for Tots drive. So basically, like, if just when you put it in the Toy for Tots bin, take a picture of what you submitted, and then we have a little Google form. It's on the geekdadlife.com website, and then we'll do a drawing after the holiday season's over. And whoever wins We'll get to be a GDL patron producer credit. You get to come to our producer meetings. You get credits on all the reviews. And yeah, it should be fun. So yeah, just it's a time for giving. We spend so much time as toy collectors buying for ourselves. It's good to give for a while, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dan, I hate to put you on the spot because I'm not sure. Are you doing anything? Are you just donating? Or are you just having Christmas turkey?
Making me have to be a big old asshole right now.
Typical Dan Larson.
I am just a donator myself. I'm not running any shows. I'm just a donator. Yeah.
A donator.
I will drive traffic to your stuff.
Yeah. See, but that's
Here's my first question, Dan. Why do you hate children?
Oh. Look, they're small. You can just elbow them right in the face as you're trying to get to the Marvel Legends in the aisle.
Yeah,
get out of the way, kid.
Yeah, you're not classified.
Toss them into the book section at Target.
I was going to ask you to sign this, but now I might as well. I don't know. I just don't feel the same.
I got mine right here.
Oh, nice.
I haven't opened mine yet. I'm worried. It's like Schrodinger's cat. Like, I hope it's good in the good inside here. Nobody's had any problems with these, right? Nobody's QC.
Nothing, no.
I swapped out the hands for ungloved hands.
I saw your thing about the band so that the helmet fits better.
Yeah, you got to assume they designed it so that he can wear the goggles with the helmet on. So
yeah,
it makes sense that you'd have to put them on him to keep the helmet on, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with Dusty.
Okay. I want to stay on Joe's for one hot second. Because there's a... What is it? A fan first coming up for Joe's?
Yeah.
Right. Do you think they're going to announce O-rings to compete with Super 7?
No. Because
Kevin, where do you stand on O-rings? Do you care? Is that like a thing that you're.
I don't collect Joe's. I had them as a kid, and then it's just one of those things. It never really stuck with me. So a few years ago when I was running out of space, and I actually still am, but I think I sold off a lot of my childhood G.I. Joe action figures. I had that one. I had some vehicles too, so I'm gonna let all of you enjoy G.I. Joe's, but I feel like O-rings is a big thing to people.
I think it's a big thing to a subset of the
Community.
They are very passionate about it. I have a ton of O-ring Joes. They are in bins. It's not something I display. The only thing I have on display right now is the HasLab Sky Striker and the two Ace and what's his face, Backseat Joe, that came with it. Everything else is just in bins because it's not something I'm actively collecting or trying to build. That's really just part of that, like, it's nostalgia. It's over here. And if I need to pull them out for something, I can. But for the most part, they're just, it's not something I display. So it's like, it's neat to see it coming back. I'm very curious to watch the story of it, to see what Super 7 does with it and where they're going to go with it. And if they do something particularly interesting, you know, hey, yeah, I'll grab a piece here and there. I'm all set with vehicles.
I do kind of like, I hope they do venture out of Joe with the O-rings. I think, Jay, you talked about this on Sunday a little bit.
Yeah.
Where they've got all these wonderful licenses. Mm-hmm. And like, I was thinking like O-ring Universal Monsters, like,
yeah,
that would be kind of cool.
Like, it's just, yeah, just like put any other license that hasn't had an O-ring. I'm like, yeah, that sounds great.
Oh, so I would be curious to see what the actual legality is behind everything, because Hasbro doesn't own the concept of using O-rings. So technically, you know, Super 7 could have been doing an O-ring style figure all along.
Yeah.
So it's not like they couldn't have done O-ring, you know, Universal Monsters previously. I think this is really just because it's G.I. Joe. It's the O-ring factor with G.I. Joe. That's what makes this special. And the fact that, as Brian said, in the announcement, like, that's Hasbro's bread and butter with G.I. Joe for years and years and years and years. That was their thing. And to hand that off to an indie company is a pretty big deal. So I would be really surprised if they're rolling out other licenses. Not to rain on your parade. Sorry.
No. It's fine. I rain on Jay and Craig's Ghostbusters parade like every day.
I think to me, maybe it does spin off in some way, or it'd be cool if it did, just because I think it's more I am also not a big O-ring. I'm sorry. I'm not a big G.I. Joe guy, even though I have a USS flag and Terrorism. I appreciate them, and I had a bunch of them as a kid, but they were never like, I'm a G.I. Joe guy. Mm-hmm. But I always loved the toys and the vehicles. They were just good toys. And like I said on the Toy Geek stream, it's just, I always thought they were just the most playable and fun to play with action figures. So I just, in my mind, it's just fan casting. I would love if these other toys had that, just because it's just a weird, like, I wanted my Darth Vader to have that level of articulation. And even
cool.
Still, the TVC, there's that. But just even the TVC articulation isn't as good as that O-ring articulation in terms of what you could pose it as and stuff.
Yeah, it's certainly identifiable with a very specific
period
of time. After the show ended the other night, I posted a bunch of images of O-ring figures that I've collected Matthew Lecroy, who's an incredible designer with, like, he works with O-ring like it's his canvas, you know.
Yeah.
He was part of the Strike Force Alpha Kickstarter from 2 years ago that's shipping now that is O-ring based figures, you know, that are going to be compatible with G.I. Joe. And I think there's been like three or four others from different companies that have done O-ring style figures that'll be compatible with G.I. Joe. So, you know, I could see just like Reaction, just like Superpowers, you know, this unique form factor, you know, somebody else jumping in and saying like, oh, okay, it's O-rings time now.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Because Super 7 does have that with each license, right? They'll do Ultimates, they'll do Reaction, and then sometimes Super Cyborg, right? So if they start getting into the groove of O-ring or something like that, there might be, you know, a market for it. And they do like to make all their lines kind of look like they belong together, like they can be displayed together. So if you can execute it that way, I think that'd be a cool display for a group of people. Actually had more fun playing with Mask over Transformers as a kid. Mask toys. I would like those to make a comeback. Yeah.
I'm surprised those haven't actually made a comeback.
It's like one of those. Yeah.
Ramen's doing it.
Well, that and Visionaries, right? Like, it's just those are kind of the two that always like kind of surprise. Like, they're always kind of like,
like the Ramen stuff is pretty much like just all the exact same beats, like, right? Slightly different, like a slightly larger scale, a little bit.
It's technically the same scale, so it's larger. Just like with anything else, you know, like technically two figures fit in the Sky Striker, but that is not to scale of an F-14 if you took it down to 1/18 scale. So the car is larger because it is more to scale with the action figures. The figure is basically the exact same size. And it's like the details are sharper. It looks more realistic, blah, 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 blah. But I got to say, you know, in terms of play factor, it's the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. But it's so popular. Like, out of anything at PowerCon, I think he sold out like preview night of PowerCon, and the secondary prices on those are kind of insane.
He also had the cease and desist from Hasbro.
Well, that too.
That'll do it.
But I just feel like that does show, like, it is one of those just weirdly, like, how there's so much spent that's been mined and just beat to death from the 80s. Like, it's surprising that one hasn't been tapped. And we joke about Ghostbusters. It's been tapped a little bit, but there's just like real Ghostbusters really hasn't been tapped, and there is a demand there. It's just kind of, it's interesting which things get beat to death and regurgitated a million times and which things don't.
That's I am absolutely agreeing with you on that, because I just feel like, again, but I feel like we already have so much on the market as well that we don't really need to even go back to doing old lines necessarily.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I already feel like the bubble is just about to burst on toy collecting and its peak. Like, I already see like prices going down and on the secondary market. Even though Todd McFarlane really wants to see those secondary market prices go up. I don't know if any of you watched the Your Grandchild Isn't Real video.
No.
I've heard some quotes. Was that last week or 2 weeks ago?
That was last week. He did a digital town hall, and he was trying to sell you on the NFTs, and he compared collecting digital pictures of toys the same as pictures of your grandchild. You're not holding your grandchild either. your grandchild's not fucking real. Like, he even, like, dropped the F. Like, it was just, like, it was so priceless and so, like, nonchalant and matter
that
of fact.
That sounds like
I was
the
like,
pitch he fell for, and he's getting jumbled up in the retelling, you know? Like, it was really clever the way they described it, and I bought into it, so.
Yeah. Right? And he was talking about
what they told me about.
Yeah. He was talking about how he doesn't really care. Like, he doesn't care. Like, it's like he doesn't care to make money. He feels he has enough money. So he'll just keep things at a, he'll, if something comes out limited, it'll just stay limited. Then he'll just release it as a repaint, AKA Jokerized version. And he wants the secondary market. He's all about scalpers. He thinks if someone can go to the store and get it for $20 and then sell it for 80, good on them. He supports that. He says, we live in a capitalist society, so we should be pushing for that.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, damn.
but then at PowerCon, they're just giving out free stuff the whole show.
You touched it last. You have to take it. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. That's your Black Adam. I'm not touching it.
Yes.
Literally, there was stacks of those things in the trash cans.
Oh, no.
Wait, it was like, just that line never stopped. And I was like, oh, okay, this will probably, no, it was there on the last day of the show still. Passing them out again and again and again.
Free stuff.
Right?
That's hey, awesome. Can I just revisit a chat comment that was in the chat earlier? Somebody asked who the Leo is tonight. I will be the Leo. You guys can fight for the other three turtles, but I'll be the Leo.
Dibs, Raph.
Oh, Donnie. I'm going to take purple before Jay does.
Fuck, I'm stuck with Mikey.
Yeah, I guess you're Mikey.
That's fine.
Hey, Tom Whalen had a good one too. He says when the Fantastic Four, when Hulk, Ghost Rider, Spider-Man, and Wolverine stood in, that's what tonight feels like. There it is.
Oh, the new Fantastic Four. Remember the issues of Fantastic Four? Yeah, it's got
right.
That's true.
There you go.
The rest of you can fight for the rest as well.
I'll take Ghost Rider.
Yeah. Jay's Hall. Yeah.
Fine,
that's how whatever. It goes.
I'll take whatever.
Purple hat, purple pants. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I should be Donnie. I have the purple hat, but
okay,
it's fine.
I'll be Mikey. I'll be Mikey.
Yeah. It's too late. It's fine. I'll just stick with it.
The one thing I want to bring up tonight as well before we get into our main topic is which is going to be about throwing away toys in the trash.
Ooh.
It's a nice little segue from
that gives
from
that
Black
gives
Adam.
Me toy anxiety.
Yeah. but this also is a quick leeway from O-rings because these toys started off as O-ring G.I. Joes as well. There was some new Street Fighters figures
that were
showing off at LA Comic Con this weekend. My buddy Steve was nice enough to grab me some video and some photos of the figures themselves. I love Street Fighter. I don't know how the rest of you feel about Street Fighter. I love Street Fighter. But yeah, they showed off some big boys, which is something I've been waiting for in this line as well.
Yeah.
We still haven't seen the biggest boys, T-Hawk, Zangief, E-Honda, right? But we're getting some big ones. Have you guys had a chance to check these out at all?
Yeah, I think we talked about them on Sunday's show, and no, I think they're great. I everything on the Sunday show, I was like, I don't think I'll be collecting these, but I do have a couple, and they are incredible. I think they're arguably one of the best lines out right now. It's so fresh, it's so new. And yeah, I think for people that are really into these and want to collect every single one of them, I think this is one of the best toy lines on toy shelves right now. And it's really cool they got to the big guys because this is, it just makes it even better.
Dan?
I'm not really a Street Fighter guy. Like when the two arcade games came out, you basically had to go one of the, you either Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat. And I was Mortal Kombat. That said, they are gorgeous figures. Jada, the stuff that they're doing is fantastic. I have all their Universal Monsters. So from a value and play standpoint, you know, just posability, accessories, alternate hands, all that kind of stuff, they're fantastic figures. And I purposely did not pick any of them up yet because I did not want to collect the whole line. And I knew if I got, you know, you're not going to get Ryu and not get Ken. You're not going to not get, you know, Sagat. You're going to get them all. So I was like, I can't do another line right now. So I opted not to get them. And Target made that very easy for me by my Targets never having them in stock.
I've never seen them either.
Never. I saw I've one. Never seen them. It was on the clearance shelf because somebody had pulled all the accessories out of it. So Oof. It was just the figure and they'd marked it down $1.
Oh,
I was gonna buy it all it's worth. So come on.
I'm crossing my fingers and hoping that at some point, since this was Storm Collectibles as well, that they will also get Mortal Kombat in. And then we'll see if maybe I go back and pick up some of these to be the victims of the Mortal Kombat.
Oh, you need some heads to hold, right? That's awesome. Kevin.
Yeah, I'm collecting these. I don't have any Street Fighter stuff in the collection, but obviously these characters, you know, you know them over the years, sure. Right? So whenever you see something like this, how good they look in a lineup altogether, it's like yeah. I'm glad I have Ryu, Chun-Li, Fei Long. I got the evil Ryu from SDCC, yep. And I've met Jun over in San Diego Comic-Con, and like he's just completely like really dedicated to this line, and it's cool to see how far it's come, the fan base that it's built. Just wish they'd get to Canada sooner for some of these releases,
right?
But I had have some great American friends who helped me out, so I'm up to date so far.
Yeah,
they
I'm
do,
up to
if
date
they do Dan, well. I'll get the Dan.
Oh, of course. I really hope, like, because we're so close to the end of Street Fighter 2. Like I said, I think we're missing T-Hawk, E-Honda, Zangief, and Akuma. And I think those are the last four on the list. Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong. But I think, like, I hope they get into Alpha and the Alpha outfits. And I'm actually cool with them doing, like, Player 2 repaints as well.
Yeah.
So if they do Chun-Li with the pink outfit, if they do Ken with the green or the yellow, like, I would totally be all for it. But I've been putting these figures with my X-Men 97 figures, like with that yeah. Gambit and that Rogue and that Wolverine, mm-hmm. and they look yeah. so good together. Like, and because they even did, like, if you take a look at the War Machine that's just out for Marvel Legends as well, like, he's doing the pose with the beams coming out of his hand from Marvel versus Capcom. Mm-hmm. Like, and they did a proton cannon from the game for Iron Man as well. So, I mean, they're, I'm not saying they're talking, but they're definitely watching what the other one's doing and they're keeping us in mind. So it is really cool. As someone who was a huge X-Men versus Street Fighter or Marvel versus Capcom fan, these blend together really, really nicely. And they just, nice. I don't know. I'm freaking stoked. I'm excited yeah. about these. It's
yeah. I think I actually do have, I definitely have Mortal Kombat O-rings. I don't know if I might have Blanka O-ring. I'm not sure if I have anybody else. I'll have to check. It's been a while since I looked in that bin.
Yeah, I got all the Street Fighter O-rings somewhere in some tray.
Right. Did you guys see those were that... awesome figures.
Oh, they're great. They were great. Yeah.
There's that one Ryu Player 2 from, it's an exclusive to a Frankensons vendor or a store.
Oh, it's the gray one, isn't it?
The gray one, yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
I kind of almost forgot about that completely. Yeah, because it's a Frankensons vendor.
That's what I heard. Yeah, or it's available at Frankensons. I'm not sure. Paul, it's Paul something. I remember calling it Paul Blart. Paul Mart. Paul Mart is the name.
Oh, Paul Mart. Yeah.
Paul's
yeah.
Mart. Paul's Mart. Hang on.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Michael Miller coming in for the save.
Yeah.
There you go. Close. Paul Blart.
Paul Mart.
Right.
Class. Paul Blart.
Okay. But that's good. That's like I want to get a Toy Anxiety Player 2 exclusive. How do we make that happen?
I think you need a store first, Dole.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that could do it. That could
I think you need a system to of commerce of buying and selling yeah. goods. It's just one you sitting in your room with cases full of figures. What do we do with these?
We'll yeah. figure it out later.
Guys, please come to the next show. We're going to be at Show Fest.
So Jada just sent
McFarlane
me a bill.
Heading out.
Yeah. Just what is the next PowerCon? 2026?
25.
Five. Okay. We're almost there. We're almost at the end of this
You'll
year.
You'll be there before you know it. It's just like time
yeah.
is going at light speed
time to
right
work
now.
Out your exclusives.
Yeah. I will have my booth there with my Jada exclusives. and they will sell like hot bread.
I mean, you don't have to have a store. You just got to show up with the money, you know? And
that's the other thing too. That would be a power move to just like start a web store to get an exclusive, buy up all the exclusives, but like the store shuts down and you're the only one with the just, and you never sell them. You just sit on them and that's it. It's the rarest exclusive ever.
Greatest exclusive.
It's the most exclusive exclusive.
That's right.
It's exclusively for me.
That's right. I didn't. That's how Ringside Collectibles started, I think. Like the wrestling figure, like sellers. Like that's how he started that in high school, that website.
Oh, wow.
And that's now he gets Ringside Collectibles exclusives. And he was getting them back then, like even when he was like in, you know, in grade 12. And I was just like, and he's selling it out of his garage. And I was like, that's cool. I can dig that. I can absolutely dig that. I don't know. You guys, any wrestling collectors here? Because I'm not touching that at all. Nah.
No, move along.
Nope.
I did Hasbro WWF when I was like 6 or 7 or whatever it was.
Right. That's all good.
10. I don't know how old I was for like a year.
Let's move on to the trash. Literally, we're going. No, this is going to be good because this all kind of came up with a conversation Craig and I were having about like when, like, do you ever go to? Have you ever gone to like a toy show or like one of those like tailgate toy selling parties? And somebody's there with like a cracked shell of a 1989 Toy Biz Batmobile. They're selling it for $50. And you're looking at it and you're like, you can't even pull parts off this thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not just throw it away at this point? Jay, you clearly have feelings about this.
Okay. I have a problem.
Drink down. You put the drink down.
I have a problem. And I know this. I know it's a problem. Because even in those situations, I have bins of just parts that there's nothing really usable about any of them. I have like Sky Strikers that are just husk. I have so many Joe vehicles that are just husk, or Star Wars vehicles that are just husks, and I should throw them away, but I can't do it. And I know for a fact that John, he trades in stuff all the time and he'll just throw it away, and I wish I had that ability because it's trash. I know it's trash, but I can't do it. Like it's even just thinking about it, I just can't do it. And I realize that I am leaving a problem for my children. I know this because there's some, God damn, Dad, why the hell did you keep all this stuff in the garage? It's trash.
Yeah.
So all the logic in the world, I still can't do it.
It's tough. It's tough. I have to be pushed to a certain point where I'm really out of space. And then if it's really broken, then it can go. But I understand what you mean. We're collectors. You want it to, you know, you feel like somebody will probably want it at some point if I don't. And it just goes into, it can't go into a landfill.
Right? It's just like, it's history. Belongs in a museum.
Well, let's not go crazy. Maybe not your coffee.
This G.I. Joe arm with a broken thumb that's just sitting in the bottom of a box.
I will say, at one show, I did have a big bin. It was like a big, kind of long bin, bunch of Joe stuff, just tons of just Joe parts and pieces. And I sold it all for $10. And I was like, ah, thank God. All right, it's not my problem anymore.
So that's the breaking point for you, $10? It's like
I would have taken $1 for it. I just didn't want the responsibility.
There you go. Throwing it away. That's the wall that I hit where I'm like, I know it needs to be thrown away, but I don't want that on me. Don't put that on me. Yes. I gave it to someone else and they threw it away. Blame them for getting rid of that.
Yeah.
I totally hear that. Jay, you have kids.
Yes.
They have had toys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you thrown away any of their toys over the years?
Ooh. No, I think we've donated. We go through donation things. So like once they're done with, like, are you really done with them? You're good. You are all right. And I gotta admit, both myself just being a toy collector and Colleen, she's really good at like, okay, let's get all the pieces. Let's look, make sure we have everything. It's still playable. Okay, we'll donate it. And there's a woman's shelter in town, and we usually donate it to that to there. But we have had some that have broken, and they're broken, and I have thrown those away.
Okay. Because I'm curious if there's like a line for the year the item was released where you're like, oh, now that's no longer part of my generation, my childhood, my memories. So we can put those in the trash.
No, for sure. Because there has just been, I was like, it's broken, or there's nothing left in this.
Yeah.
This is easily trash. I've done the thing that caused my own trauma on why I can't do it. It's weird.
Yeah. I was going to ask, like, do you ever look at that stuff and go, man, I don't know if it happened to you, but like if your parents got rid of some of your stuff when you were a kid, do you ever look at your kids' toys and be like, shoot, what if they look back at this one day and they said, oh, remember, you know, whatever toy I had when I was a kid, I love that thing. Dad, what happened to it? I'm like, I had to make space for my vintage collection. Made,
for Mezco Batman.
you hadn't played with it in 36 hours.
Yeah. You didn't pick it up. So now it's gone.
We really try to give him as much leeway as possible. One example is Alex got this huge monster truck thing for Christmas. He wanted it so bad. Got it. It was assembled Christmas morn and didn't play with it for a year. And it was like, Alex has taken up a lot of space. You haven't touched it. Do you still want this?
Yeah.
It's like, no, I really want it. Like, okay, then we're going to hold on to it. And then we gave him another 6 months, didn't touch it again for another 6 months. I was like, all right, Alex, I'm sorry. We're going to put it up for sale on Facebook Marketplace. If it sells, it sells. And he was fine. We try to give him as much, with that in mind, like give him as much runway. Be like, if you want it, we'll keep it, but you got to play with it. Or if it's just one of those you want to keep, that's fine. We'll put it away. And because we have a Thomas wooden train table that they're kind of grown out of now, but they just love it. So I was like, all right, we will keep it, even though you don't really play with it anymore, because maybe you'll want to have your kids have it one day or something. But my parents know. It was just like, literally, I have vivid memories of them just throwing it in the trash, like trash bag.
Well, and that's why we're here right now. Yeah. That's why we're doing this right now, is because there is actual trauma there with a generation that put no value on that kind of stuff. And then assumed that was the thing that was transferable, the assumption of no value. It was go to school, get up in the morning, you have toys, go to school, come home, you no longer have toys. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what happened?
Yeah. It's like, I need to clean up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Too much crap.
Yeah. Oh, see, yeah.
You know who bought those? You know who spent their money on them? You.
Yeah.
You put them in the trash. Great. We're learning all kinds of life lessons here.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I wasn't prepared for this tonight.
Yeah, I was not either.
Still have one vivid memory, but one that, because you mentioned the Toy Biz Batmobile. That was my favorite Batmobile. I did remember my mom going like, the one wing is broken off, this thing's broken, trash. And she took it out of my hands and threw it in the trash bag. I was like, no!
Look, jeez. I've told this story before. I'll tell it again. Here, gather around for a second. I had my Thunderhawk and Matt Tracker, right? Mm-hmm. It's like my favorite toy. I could not believe Mask existed as a kid, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't believe, because I didn't understand the system where they make the toys first and then you make the animated series to promote the toys that already exist. So mm-hmm. I saw the cartoon. It was like, this is magic. These cars are transforming by magic. You couldn't possibly make toys out of these. And then they make toys and you're just like, how did they do this?
Yeah.
This is impossible. And so, you know, my mom was working at Zaire's at the time. Bought it. Got it for my birthday. Awesome. Thunderhawk, Matt Tracker, Mask, flight suit, car that can fly because you open the doors. Mm. Awesome. And had it for maybe, I don't know, it's probably like going back, it's probably only like 3 or 4 months, maybe 6 months. And I would park it at night. I would park it on my, there's like a nightstand right next to my bed. And I had made a little pillow out of Kleenex.
Aww.
And a little,
in
the audience. Over on my
side. Yeah.
little sleeping bag for him. He's camped out.
You're setting up for an ending that I don't think I'm prepared
for.
He's
not going to sleep in his car.
I don't like
this. So I go to school. And I come back home, and it's that dread where you feel like, uh-oh, mom's not downstairs. She's up in my room. She's been cleaning all day.
Oof.
And so you go up into the bedroom, and it's chaos. There's garbage bags everywhere. The sheets are off the beds, whatever. And it was like, hey, I understand what happened here today, all this stuff. I just need to know, because I still had the car. I still had Thunderhawk. Yeah. I was like, I just need to know which bag has a guy in a little gray jumpsuit in it, because I really need that one back. And she's like, I don't know, maybe that one over there. And so I go into the bag and I'm wrestling through it and I take out the figure and it's Snow Serpent from G.I. Joe. And I'm like, okay, technically you're correct. We also need to have a conversation about this.
You're like, that one's on me. I, you know, I'm too generic with my description.
Yeah, but this ain't the guy, and he won't fit in the car. So, and that is why I currently own 26 Matt Trackers.
It's so true, though.
That's funny.
It doesn't make any logical sense. I have like 8 Ecto-1s because my dad threw away the Ecto-1. And it's just like, I don't need another Ecto-1, but if I see one in the wild, I'm like,
I wore my Ecto-1 shirt for you today.
Thank you. Nice. But when I see an Ecto-1, I was like, oh, you need a good home. Come on, I'll give you a good home. Just come with me. Yeah. You're safe now.
So, Jay, you were never a dealer, though, were you?
What's that?
You were never like a dealer. Like, obviously, you did the toy show and stuff, but you never had like a shop or.
No. I've only sold at like toy shows, which was like, trying to.
Okay. But you were actively like getting collections. You were looking to buy stuff from people. You were hunting that stuff down.
Yeah.
And so I was a dealer for several years, eBay shops. I rented space at all my local comic book stores. And so I ended up with a stack. I probably had 5 vintage Millennium Falcon chassis, fuselages.
Yeah.
That the electronics didn't work. They were the color of butter. They were not you, but there's that part of you that's like, there's some customizer out there. Could be me. Maybe it's gonna be me someday. Maybe I'm gonna want to do a full rebuild, repaint of a vintage Millennium Falcon, and so I need to hang on to this. I fell right in. I had tons of the Kenner play sets that are like the Hoth battle scene, the Hoth base, all that stuff. And there's no value in it. I kind of put up a listing that was like literally 10 Millennium Falcons with nothing, stripped to the bones, yellow, brown, broken, melted. There's parts that are like melted from contact. And I just couldn't get rid of them. And I did like what you just said. It was like one day I was set up at the flea market and it's like, just take this bin.
Yeah.
Give me a dollar so we can conduct the transaction and then please go away.
Yeah. Pay for the bin.
Exactly. I will pay you money to take this.
No, see, I don't have the trauma.
Because Stoll had like the sweetest parents that kept all his shit. You're the worst.
They did. They did.
When I met friends, like even in high school, I was like, wait, you got to keep all your stuff? Wait, you still have all of your toys complete? What the hell?
Yeah.
The majority of my Ghostbusters collection that's on display is what I had when I was a kid. My parents sent me a photo this summer of we went through and we like carefully dusted your Eternia towers. I was like, which tells me my parents were just as into this as I was. And they just put it on me.
Yeah.
Right. Like I 100% think they were into like Skeletor as much as I was. I think my dad was very much like, that's a cool looking buff skeleton dude. And I can buy this for my son and live vicariously through that. And I am certain.
Yeah, that was part of the betrayal for like my mom was totally into all of it, which we watched Battlestar Galactica with us and Buck Rogers, Star Wars. She loved all that stuff. Like I was reading comics because she was reading comics and buying them for us. And that she passed all that stuff on.
Yeah.
I guess she just drew the line at toys. It's like, look, clock's ticking. You opened it, you got 6 months and then it's in the trash. I don't know how it works. And to correct somebody in chat there, it's not why I have over 500 Boba Fetts. I still have my original Boba Fett. That one, there's no trauma related to that one. That's just my favorite figure.
It's just a cool ass figure.
It's also my retirement plan, so I don't know.
One day when these go up in price, I'll be sitting on a gold mine.
That's right.
Man, you are sitting on a gold mine. It doesn't even matter what the condition is. That's what I'm learning.
They've gotten kind of crazy, I will say. Like I was at a toy show recently and it was just what's the rare one? Is it the Taiwan one with the black belt? It was just a regular brown belt one and with no gun and they wanted like 40 something bucks for it or something. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Right. Like it's
spendy.
When I went to when I was at Toronto, like in Toronto, we went to Treehouse Collectibles, and the dude's got like a ton of like vintage Kenner stuff and all of that. And it was just like, I was still like even shocked, like even the stuff from like 10 years ago, like characters that got like one-off figures.
Mm-hmm.
And like just how much they go for now too. Like it's, I think it's because there is no more world building. There's been a high demand of it for world building with Star Wars.
Yeah.
And with vintage seems to be like a currency, like the actual vintage figures.
Mm-hmm.
They work like they just go up in value. Like they just, it doesn't matter how loose or like you said, like broken or faded or how yellow your stormtrooper is. Like people are still buying them for high prices.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome because Jay and Craig still have to finish the last few figures.
I only need one. I only need Yak Face, and I'm gonna savor it because once that's done, it's done, and I don't want it to be done yet. I'm not ready for it to be done.
You're not ready for the story to end.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, but it has to be something special. So I'm hoping Celebration Tokyo is where it happens. That'd be pretty special.
Ooh, are you going?
Yeah.
Is anyone else here going?
I think Toy Anxiety's going. Dan, are you gonna? You won't go.
I'm hoping to go. I'm hoping to get invited. I want to go on somebody else's dime.
Absolutely.
Who wouldn't? You're much smarter than me.
Oh, dude, that would be awesome if we all go. I don't know, because Kevin, I don't know if you like, because I go to Celebration all the time, so I'm on this mailing list. I got a survey to fill out for Celebration Japan. And so they were asking questions like, hey, would you be interested in buying a pass, hotel, and Disney bundle?
Ooh.
So you can go to Disney Sea and stuff like that. Like,
definitely plan to do that.
Right? Do you plan on staying longer than the weekend while in Japan? I was like, yes. And it just like, you know, all this stuff. And I was like, it actually felt like an actual survey of like, hey, they're actually like considering like where everybody like, do you want to stay in Tokyo, which is 40-minute train ride, like it's 40 minutes from the convention center, or do you want to stay closer to the convention center? They were just asking a lot of like basic questions like that, and like I don't know if a lot of people even know this either. It's one train. You just have to hop on the train from the convention center, and it'll take you straight to Disney.
Oh God!
Right, and it'll take
other public transportation in other countries makes me jealous. Seriously. I was in Germany earlier this year for a toy show there, and. You can get anywhere. You can just get on a train anywhere and get anywhere.
Are you going back to Spielwarenmesse?
I will be back at Spielwarenmesse this year as well. Mainly just because to go to Europe, I enjoy being in Europe.
Yeah.
Also, toys are cool. But
well, you get flown there on someone else's dime too, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's not fully paid. It's like, here, we'll give you most of to fly and we'll put you up in a place to stay, but the rest of your stuff's on you. But we're gonna extend it out a little bit because it's around Colleen's 40th birthday, so we're gonna go to Italy, we're gonna go to Venice, we're gonna make a nice little trip out of it.
Yeah, you guys can go to where they filmed like the prequels. You can go to Naboo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do.
I had good friends that were going to get married, and they looked at that venue, the Naboo Palace venue, because you can rent it out and stuff like that. And I was like, that is the coolest nerd thing ever.
Yeah.
but then they ended up breaking up. So no awesome nerd wedding.
It's not the same way as
over
in the
that
movies,
topic.
Right?
Yeah. Not over that topic. Other things. But Colleen and I were just so like, oh, come on, pick that one. We want to go to that wedding. That'd be so awesome.
Nice.
It's like, oh, you broke up. Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You don't want to have a party at that cool location anyways. No, okay.
Dan, would you go to Celebration if you got it mostly paid for?
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I hope we all go. I think that would be.
Wait, is it in what month is it in? Do you remember?
April. Well, it's usually like April, May-ish.
Yeah.
Okay, because I think I read somewhere that the moving life-sized Gundam is done in March. So that's unfortunate.
Oh.
Definitely one of the things I wanted to get over to see.
I just came back and we're planning from Japan for like a few days in Hong Kong. And my wife and I were like, yeah, we got to go back and see more stuff. And I said, well, Celebration's in 2025. So it's a semi real option. So I think we looked it up. It's April-ish around
April-ish?
There. So
okay.
It's a possibility. It'd be cool. Just, and I'm not even going on anyone's dime, just my dime.
Yeah. And April's beautiful there because that's when all the cherry blossoms be popping.
Oh,
right. So awesome. It'll be bring your Jedi costumes because
my birthday's in April. My anniversary is in April. I got to go.
Yeah. You have to. Then we should do a toy hunting video in Akiba.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Like we got to do stuff like that. There's because I've been to Japan as well. And it's funny when you come back from Japan, because then you feel like you're in a third world country because everything's like dirty and you're no longer in 10 yeah. years in the future. And like,
food sucks. No,
I've never been. It's both Colleen and I just even the celebration is like, yeah, celebration's cool. I just want to go to Tokyo. We've always wanted to go.
Yeah, that's really all it is. I just want somebody to pay for me to go to Japan. Yeah.
bit. Just do commercials, you know, like some Hollywood celebrities do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You just do commercials over there.
I would love to see Dan Larson show up in a coffee commercial.
Or like a Bill Murray Satori whiskey commercial.
Yeah, like a whiskey
yeah,
commercial.
Yeah, I could see that. I'd buy that.
I could absolutely see that. Kevin, when you also went to the Hot Toys.
Yeah, that's in Hong Kong, right?
Secret Base in Hong Kong, yeah.
Oof. It's, wow.
It's Secret Base is mostly for display. Like, they have a lot of their releases on display. They're beautiful. Maybe like two or three new releases, because they have three other stores in Hong Kong that mm-hmm. carry more stuff. And the cool part is it's in like a office building type where there's seven or eight other toy stores in the same building.
Oh, damn.
So I don't know if you guys know Hobby Base. I follow them on Instagram. They always have like the newest Hasbro releases. Mm-hmm. They show up there. And I always said to myself, I got to go. And then when I went there, I saw the name on the listing of the stores. I'm like, that sounds familiar. I wonder why. And as I leave, I'm like, oh, shoot, that's where you get all the new stuff. And I completely forgot. But it's just crazy that, you know, that's not the only draw. Hot Toys Secret Base is not the only draw in that building. So there's awesome. A lot of stuff there to check out, man. I have to post pictures from Secret Base. I saw the Ahsoka pre-orders that's out. Thrawn. Hera, they have them on display there. It's awesome.
Yeah, I want to do the whole Rebels crew and Hot Toy forum for sure. That's did they look good? I mean, did they look good? Yeah, they looked amazing for sure.
I just need to make sure I get Hera, so when they eventually make Carson Teva, then I've got my shelf display. I'm good to go. That is all I need. All right, we're getting close up to the hour mark, folks. Do you guys have any pickups that you want to show off?
I got this figure.
All right, Jay, we could start with you.
I'm glad that Dan Larson is here, because I got my General Hawk, aka Dan Larson, figure in the mail the other day. I haven't opened it though yet. Should I open it? Maybe.
Let's make sure that let's do a QC on that.
Yeah, QC. Live.
But so that was sculpted by Paul Harding.
Yep.
And he absolutely hates it when people say the figures look like me or somebody else, because he never is trying to base it on an actual person.
Well, quit being such a generically handsome person, Dan.
That's what I said. it's not the figures, it's me.
Really nailed the common man look.
Yeah, exactly.
Just Dan Larson is
the road white guy.
That's not what I meant.
Would you click on build a wrestler on a video game or something like that? You get Dan Larson as your base.
Yeah. And then,
dude, that it does look like
the sculpt is really nice
because it even has the little bit of gray hair that Dan has. Like,
I don't have any on the top though. I don't have any up here. My gray's all over here. I got the Reed Richards.
You got the Reed Richards. You're graying gracefully.
I got this like.
But then he has a little furrowed brow like Dan does sometimes.
But he's got cleft chin. I don't have cleft chin.
Okay. We'll never know.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll never shave.
Earlier Secret Galaxy, he was clean shaven.
That's right. You got to go back though. You got to go back a few.
No, we did an episode. I think 3 videos ago we had it, because we shot our short film, House on Coffin Brook Road, our Halloween special this summer, and I did, because I had the beard for the film shoot. I was just at a point where I was like, man, I just want to shave once a year, twice a year. You're like, I just want to shave. Just go back to skin. And until that film was locked, until it was done, I didn't want to shave. And the day Greg said, it's done, I'm uploading it now, shaved immediately.
No. Was your beard a little bit extra in that one? I feel like it was a little more beardy than usual.
I may have gone a little bit more like, a little more pointy, a little more dramatic.
Yeah, I think it was.
I'm going to go grab a pickup.
A little more cinematic.
Okay. Cinematic. Yeah. Is it cinematic?
Yeah. All right, Jay, look at that flight jacket. It's fantastic.
It's just so good.
All those little nettles.
Yeah, like my iPhone died, so I don't have my shitty Logitech.
But his hands are kind of big.
They are comically large. Yeah,
it's the gloves.
Yeah, and he doesn't really have trigger fingers. He
has like, he's kind of got like, he's just kind of like meat hooking. He's just like, rah.
Yeah, somebody described him as bow and arrow hands.
Oh. I was going to say like eating an apple. He's eating peaches. That's what he's doing. Right?
That's a good description.
You could put a burrito in those things. And it would work. No, that's awesome. Did you grab anything else? Like, are they? I wonder. No. Yeah, I'm curious.
No,
Do you have any predictions for the G.I. Joe fan first?
What was the last renders? Those will be the next in hand stuff, and then
I think it wasn't Duke. Wasn't Duke and Scarlet the retros?
Yeah, I think those got leaked, right? Or people leaked those?
Yeah, there's been photos of those. Yeah, in package of Big Boa.
Yep.
And Airborne as well. Oh, and Heavy Metal.
Ooh, that's a... Colleen's in the chat there, by the way. Just to tell Jay to shave the beard.
Okay, come on.
I think you look distinguished.
Thanks. Jay. Colleen hates my beard. She's hated it for 10 years now.
Don't you want to look like a G.I. Joe?
Yes. That's the problem. None of us actually have chins, so we have to grow these, Kevin.
Exactly. Like, that's, I need the beard. Otherwise, it's just a soft, doughy.
We just look like Cabbage Patch Kids. Yeah. Like, that's it. There's nothing we could do about it. It's rough. So it's a rough life for us, man. Dan, did you grab the same figure?
I also got Hawk this week. I canceled my Shockwave, and I had everybody in that wave, Ripper, Buzzer, Shockwave, and Hawk, but I canceled the other three. Just too much stuff at one time. You know, I had to trim back a little bit. Especially after seeing all the holiday sales and stuff, I was like, you know what? I'm going to cancel some pre-orders and wait for this stuff on the other side.
Amen. Yeah,
I'll get it. I'll get it at a show. I'll get it somewhere. I did take advantage of the, there was a holiday sale on Amazon on the Fury Planet.
Oh, nice.
Blade Master Wang. I can't remember which one he is. Wang, I think it is. To go along with the only other one I have in the line is the, Veteran William Werewolf.
Right.
So this thing was like, less than half price on sale with a coupon, because originally I'd pre-ordered it, and then I was like, what am I doing? That's way too expensive. I got canceled the pre-order, saw it come up once, and I was like, nope, that's not on sale enough. And then it came up on sale with the coupon, and I was like, I'm in. I'll grab it now. I have never had a harder time swapping out hands than on this thing. Like, you cannot take the hands off without actually heating it up first. It's impossible. Okay. I still have some loss of feeling in my fingertips from yesterday, just trying to get those damn hands out. If you check out my Instagram, I did. Boss Fight Studio sent me a package that had the wave two of their Epic Hacks skeletons in it.
Oh, nice. Yes.
And then they also sent out their 10th anniversary regular hacks figures.
Nice.
There's three figures. So you've got your Knight of Asperity. There's actually two different Knights of Asperity. There's the Lord of Chaos and the Warlord of Chaos, something like that. I don't know. So you have those two guys. And then you've also got your Knight of Accord, which is the good guy. And all two of these three are updates to figures that came out years ago. So this is original Knight of Asperity, Knight of Accord, the good guy. And this is the update. So I'll be posting pictures of those soon. I don't know. I don't know how much more. I don't know how deeper they're going to go with 1/18 scale. You know, I don't have to tell any of you that 1/18 is not really the preferred scale of anything anymore.
Yeah. Right.
And they are definitely moving more and more into 6-inch. And I'm very happy to see that. It's encouraging and I want them to do more. So we'll see. I'm pretty sure this Knight of Vesperity, this gold guy, he was on the cover, I think, or at least he was announced in one of the issues of Toy Collector as being an Epic Hacks 6-inch figure as well. So looking forward to that.
That's cool. I like the skeleton. Which one was it? The Luchador?
Yeah. Yeah. He's really nice.
That, like, that one to me, I was like, that's my jam.
Just a lot of personality in those figures.
Yeah, he just looks awesome.
They do require a little bit of more careful handling than, say, you know, like if you have Mythic Legions skeletons or anything, or really any skeletons from anybody else. Like they're not as chunky. They're not the same kind of, you know, solid plastic. They're a little lighter weight, but lots of character. They're gorgeous looking figures, and everything's interchangeable.
No, that's super. I've always wanted to kind of get into those boss fight. Like hacks that they've had, but I'm just like, it's just another thing I can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I start it, forget it. Like it's bad enough. I started Street Fighter.
Yeah. And they that's right. Patrick Gerard in chat there, they just announced Red Sonja.
Oh no. Oh no.
You got to throw something out to make space, Dole.
Yeah. You're yeah. Get the trash bag. Here we go. Well, see, the last time I dropped off a bunch of, like you're saying, like the shells and all that kind of stuff. Like I just went to Toy Traders and I just got like, just, I was in space danger. Stuff had to go and got myself $500 worth of Toy Trader bucks.
Oh, there you go.
Right. That's like I was good. Like, okay. But now you just end up buying more toys, but I haven't used all, like I've barely tapped into it, but I just need to like, make sure it's like it's something that I want, but that's like that's a couple hot toys when they arrive.
Exactly.
Why don't you just get some NFTs?
Yeah, try to throw away my NFTs, Mom.
Yeah, she deleted the app.
Your hard drive was nearly full. Gotta go.
I've just been collecting off the Super 7 website and just looking at those turnarounds. That's how I've been collecting. It's been great.
Oh man, some people have gotten that the Super 7 Turtle van and it looks really good. I don't know if you've seen those pictures going around.
Oh, is it out?
Yeah, at least I saw on the TMNT Party Wagon Facebook group or whatever, some people got it and I was like, damn, that looks really good.
Yes, highly articulated. To be fair, 500 Canadian is like $12.
Gets you four Black Series.
Yeah. just Galen Erso though. I can get four Galen Erso.
He's like an exclusive.
Yeah. All right, Kevin, you're up, sir.
I came home with two boxes of toys from Asia, so I'm not gonna grab all of that. But my favorite thing that I'm looking forward to opening is this Pokemon claw machine.
Nice.
Oh shit.
Like, just not only is it cool to have this in the house, but look at the like the graphics and everything around the box. It's beautiful.
That's number one on Alex's Christmas list is a claw machine, a mini claw machine.
So it comes just with a Pikachu.
Huh?
Any claw machine?
Yeah. There's a couple that he's found about that size, but he wants his own mini claw machine.
Yeah, this is what I'm pretty much most excited for.
That's cool.
This looks like a box that I bought as a kid. And, you know, it just has that same kind of feel to it. So I'm excited for that. And then, Dole, I hope you're ready for this one. From E-Collectibles, I got the N1 Starfighter in.
Yeah!
Whoa!
He's in the club!
Where's my box?
Yeah, hold on.
I don't...
To go next to, I'm really, this is awesome. The vehicles for Vintage Collection. I have the X-Wing and I have the Razor Crest.
That I have my N1 next to my Razor Crest and it's awesome.
I sold my Razor Crest. I'm not in the, I'm not Razor Crest Elite anymore.
Oh man. How come?
Space. I don't have space. I was like, I have the N1. I don't want to display N1 and the Razor Crest. So
you also have a ghost coming.
I have a ghost coming.
Oh, shoot.
I've got a turtle wagon coming. I've got a cat slayer coming. It's just like, eventually it's just like, I can't have everything.
Here.
Do you have a hiss coming?
I have a hiss coming. I have a dragonfly coming. That dragonfly is gigantic. It's like twice as long as a razor.
You should have by the end of the week, 2 weeks. I haven't gotten my shipping notice yet.
Neither have I. I know UK's gotten it. Dan Hu got his.
California people are getting them like tomorrow and the next
really?
Day. Yeah.
California. It's not even a real state.
don't offend California.
Listen, as
I love California.
As a native, though, I find I'm offended.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Jay. No, I love California.
No, it's fine. California kind of sucks. Like I grew up there, so I can say coast is great, but inland's not that great.
Well, it's the driving that really sucks.
Yeah, driving stinks, and it's just very dry, and all the plants are dead most of the year. Like there's only like the
same
rainy
here.
Season, which
we
is
only
like
get
for
3 months of summer. All the plants are dead all the time.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, but if you go on the East Coast, like, you know, at least from the Carolinas all the way up to like where Dan lives, it's just green and there's water and it's just beautiful. And I go back home sometimes like, God, it's just, everything is just brown.
You guys make it sound like you live in like Abby's Calico Corner.
But that's what it is. Yeah. It's beautiful.
No, that's Kevin, do you know what you're going to do with your ghost yet? Have you even thought about it? Is this
no.
like a future Kevin problem?
Yeah, I mean, I said that about all the other HasLabs, and there's a corner of my garage that's just HasLab boxes.
Right.
I can't throw those out either.
Yeah, I can't
if
throw
you
those
want, out. Do an episode about throwing out toys, do an episode about boxes and which ones are hard to throw out, man. It's tough.
I did a big purge of that to the recycle bin of like just cards I was keeping for like, I don't need, like the cards aren't what they used to be. So I keep my vintage cards.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get all the, you get your checklist that's in the back and all that kind of stuff. And I actually love that because I love those as a kid. Those are what would go missing. Not the toys. It would always be the cards.
It's an NFT.
It's an NFT now. But the, but even with the, like the more recent stuff, I was like, why am I keeping, I haven't looked at this in a year. Like, yeah. You mm-hmm. know, and now, it's just like I can click write and save on Twitter and the artist will usually have that the artwork up. So it's kind of like if I need to to look at it again. But I do keep some of the TVC vintage collection cards because some of them it's absolutely a nostalgia thing, but those cards specifically just hit in such a way because they still have that same charm as the old ones, even though it's a new figure in there. But when I just look at the card, it could be Kylo Ren. It could be something from Battlefront 2, but I still get there and go, oh, this is really nice. And then some of them I've gotten rid of because I just like, maybe I don't like the photo they used or whatever. Yeah. But then there's a handful that I still held on to, but all the vehicle and playset boxes, I keep all of them.
I just wish for TVC, they would have done what they did with the vintage cards and just like keep adding them to the cross sell and then eventually just have like an insane, you know, like display of all the figures so far. Like, I think that is like the one thing keeping the new ones away from being epic.
It's just something like just something
like, you
know,
the yellow cloth, whatever, and just like just have them all just keep adding to them and just gets more ridiculous over time.
That would have been fun to do. I think I still think Star Wars needs a, like, just toy wise. I think I always feel like it needs a bit of a facelift because I think we need to like go away from the vintage style packaging, and I think we need to do something new that kind of reflects, like, you know, how Episode One had those awesome Darth Maul packaging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
That was
Power of the Force of the Darth Vader ones. Like,
absolutely.
Always kind of bummed that we never got. Like a Kylo Ren packaging and that kind of stuff, right? Like, we never really got him, but I mean,
you need to give me like more Adam Driver. Like, if it's just a big Adam Driver card pack, I'm like, yeah, yes, please, let's go.
I find that the less time you hang on to the box or package, the less attached you are to it. So, just like in the car on the way home from the store, you should be opening it up already, just tear the flap, tear it up before you even get home, put it in the trash.
That's a great take.
Tear the bubble off. Tear the bubble off and go.
Pro tip.
Is that your McFarlane Batmobile box you were just holding up there?
Yeah. I was wondering why I had so little space. Yeah,
yeah. Throw it away.
I have the shipper box and the shipper box at the top of my stairs here.
Yeah, it was a double shipper box. Yeah.
That was great.
You know, I did that for years and years and years. Like, you know, as a kid, you obviously you're talking about all the nostalgic power, the, you know, mask, those boxes, G.I. Joe, Transformers, everything is an awesome box. There's nothing that wasn't a cool packaging. And so when I got back into toys, you know, you get your jobs, your first jobs, you start to have that disposable income. Yep. I was saving everything. I had the Power of the Force 2 Millennium Falcon box. And every single card back, every single broken down box would go in there. And then at some point, probably in the early 2000s, I went over to a friend's house who had the like crazy collection where it was just like, even at that time, it was just shelves and shelves and shelves and shelves, every possible Star Wars thing you could imagine, every Transformers, everything that was out at the time. And he had every single box. It was all stacked neatly and stuff. And I looked at his collection and went, I'm not that guy. Hey, that's not how I'm going to collect. I don't need to be that guy. And there are plenty of that guy out there. It's probably in chat. There's plenty of that guy out there or gal, whatever.
I don't need to be that.
Saving those things and archiving them and have them hermetically sealed and boxed up and whatever. I don't need to be that guy. And from that day, I went home, took that Power of the Force box, dumped it into the trash, and haven't looked back.
Man, God, it's so healthy. I need to do that more often.
Yeah, it actually felt good getting rid of that stuff. I'm not gonna lie, because it was just like, you're just like, oh my god! Like, it's crazy how much packaging actually takes up for space.
It
does.
I appreciate that there are people out there who are saving it, because I am actively not.
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder on trash day what the trash guy thinks when they see like all those boxes when you have that purge and it's just all toy packaging?
I wonder what my neighbors think. Like, I'm sure they see the recycle bin that's just like overflowing with GI Transformers boxes and stuff. And they're like, I'm pretty sure he doesn't have kids, but
I go like old, because back like a retail job, like I just take out the box and I just cut it all up. So it's all cut up so it can fit as much in the recycling bin as possible. So I don't think there's much of a easy viewability to it.
Toy Art asking if I kept the Haslab Sky Striker box. I did not, because I actually do have a vintage Sky Striker.
Okay.
Right.
What I did was the outer box, I didn't need to keep it. The inner boxes, I don't know if you noticed, you can unfold them and make a runway out of the inner boxes. But I let my cat just sit in them like a box, and they, you know, they ended up chewing them up, scratching up, and I threw them away.
Damn. The cat had it for 6 months.
Yeah,
it's time to go.
I was like, you're not playing with it anymore.
In the trash it goes. Meanwhile, the cat's like looking around for this box. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, just like the face of the kitty, and then just like flashbacks, chopper sounds going on.
No, it's I don't think at Treehouse Collectibles they had you could for was it $1,500 you could get the USS flag. I think it was missing one of the guns of some sort, but he also came with a Sky Striker complete.
Ooh.
For $1,500. And I was like, that Canadian. So that means it was only like $800 for you guys.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right? Like it's awesome. Because they leave it actually right there in the middle of the store. So you can actually get up and nice and close to it and like take a look at it and stuff.
Yeah.
But don't touch it.
So my parents are actually like dolls. They kept a lot of my toys. Most of my turtle stuff still have, like, the vehicles have the boxes, so I have like that nice cartoon artwork. Like, what was the foot cruiser? There's really nice artwork on that one.
Yeah.
The blimp I still have. So those toys came to Canada in those boxes, filled with other toys. But like, I have a lot of those. I think there were pizza points on the back. Some of those might be out, but those boxes, like those ones, will not be thrown out ever.
Nice.
Does anyone know anyone who used pizza points?
No.
Flag points, yes. Pizza points, no.
Yeah. Pizza points. Did they ever amount to anything?
Is that a real thing, or did I make it up?
No, it's real. It is real. I just, unlike flag points, I just don't think they ever.
Because Star Wars did something similar too. They had like force points. or whatever.
Well, Star Wars, you could get the little, wasn't the little Kenner, the little circle thingy.
Yeah.
They had proofs of purchase, yeah.
That's it, yeah. What was pizza points for? Did they? I don't remember.
I just remember always seeing them on the backs of the card for.
Yeah, they're there, yeah. Oh.
Maybe they just want to get in on the fad, and it really didn't mean anything.
We're going to do some with these one day. It's like, eh, whatever.
Why are we giving anything away? We're making so much money hand over fist on Turtles. There's no reason.
Secret Galaxy episode coming up for this topic, maybe? Or, you know.
No.
Wait,
pizza points were nothing.
Yeah, could you not do an episode of Unsolved Mysteries where it's like pizza points? Where are they?
It's just three views. It's me, Dole, and Jay watched it. Yeah. Like, oh, there's the answer.
Damn it. They said this would be a hit. This would be one of my best videos ever.
I could have just texted them.
Right? Now we just need to find some. Now we're also looking for someone at Playmates that can tell us. Is we just, what was it, Jake Stevens in a chat? He was just saying that the Star Trek line might be dead.
Yeah,
Playmates. I don't know if anyone was collecting that. I don't know
that and Motu in the same year. Crazy.
Motu's getting canceled every year for the past couple years now.
Yep, event new cartoon coming, but I think it's going to get shelved for a tax credit. So I don't think that's going to be coming out. We'll see. No, it's all good. All right. We are past an hour. I don't want to take up anyone's time because you're all East Coast and it's like late where you guys are. I want to make sure everyone gets to bed on time. And look at that. Toy Collector's here too. Thank you for being here and hanging out.
Thank.
Right. Awesome. So hang on. I need my music. Where did it go? That's what we need. Unless anyone's got sad comments they want to read before we go.
I got none.
I worked today, so there was none of that happening. So with that said, thank you everyone for hanging out at a Toy Anxiety Bootleg Part 9. The next one will be Part 10. Who will be here? No one will know. Wait, I got to do some plugs. Kevin from Toying Around. You can watch him on Toying Around Unboxing Thursdays. He'll be there this week with all the Enabler crew because it's that time of the month, and he'll be hanging out with them. Is my correct?
Yeah.
Enablers? Yeah, it's Enablers this week. And so be sure to go hit up his channel. It is a beautiful channel. It's very really well produced. It is awesome. He has other little side videos. He's got side hustles where he takes a Toronto celebrity, which Kevin seems to know all of them, and they go to comic shops and Toys R Us and just hang out and do shopping. I think that's also really cool. Hunting Around, as you call it.
Hunting Around's great, yeah.
I think that's a great show. And then once Star Wars gets up and rolling again too, you guys do Boba Squadron with you and Paul and Yoko and Ernie. So everyone, please go subscribe to Toying Around. Check it out if you have not. It is an amazing channel. Do you have anything to add to that, Kevin?
Oh, I got it. This Saturday, starting at 9 p.m., charity stream, 24 hours of raising money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, a combination of those words. I don't know what order it is, but lots of giveaways and guests that'll be coming through. So please check it out, youtube.com/toyingaround. And also, to talk about my channel being produced, I mean, look at who I'm in the presence of, just some legendary stuff here. Jay has production meetings. Like, come on,
it's just
a whole different level. That's crazy.
It's great. It's worth $50 Patreon level each month. But I'm giving it away for free to somebody that donates to Toys for Tots this month.
Hell yeah.
More details just on
Geek. Do please plug that, please.
Yes. Jay, go.
That what I just said.
Okay, there it is.
Donate to Toys for Tots. It's for a good cause. Just take a picture of whatever you're donating into the bin. I assume no one will take a picture and then take it back out of the bin at that point. But take a picture of what you've put in the bin and then submit that picture. We have a form on geekdadlife.com. There's a big Toys for Tots banner there in the right-hand corner. And then submit your picture of what you've donated, and you'll be entered in to win a sweet producer credit on the Geek Dad Life channel.
Ooh la la. Mr. Dan Larson. What can we expect?
It's only hitting me now that two major topics were tonight: donating toys to kids, and then also throwing toys away.
Yeah,
the two true outcomes.
You're saying put them in the bin, and I'm like, which bin is he talking about?
the whole last 70 minutes was just us being hypocritical.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just those are the two true outcomes to these toys. It's either eventually our kids will throw them away for us or they'll be donated.
Just before you put it in the trash, think about the children and then put it in the trash. Secret Galaxy every Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then occasionally we post stuff on our second channel, which is just called Dan Larson. And then I post stuff on my Instagram, Toy Galaxy. And those are the main spots to check stuff out.
Your patron is awesome, by the way. Just Patreon, throw that out because I'm a part of our Patreon. And I got a sneak preview of this week's episode, which is one of my favorite things to talk about. It is X-Men related.
This week is Pride of the X-Men. And if you didn't catch it last week, I was actually able to sit down for an hour and talk to the co-director of Across the Spider-Verse and the upcoming Beyond the Spider-Verse, Joaquin Dos Santos. If you want to check that out, it's $2 to join our Patreon. It was a really interesting conversation. A lot of things that he had to say were surprising, fascinating, but it was more about creating a film as opposed to anything specifically related to Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
We could talk about that on Gotham City Tonight, which is tomorrow. Gotham City Tonight, I have my friend Alice is coming on. She is going to plug her new webcomic that's coming out. How do I know Alice? Well, I worked with her on Across the Spider-Verse. She was one of our effects artists and one of our, she was one of our top Inkline artists as well. So she would jump back and forth from doing explosions to doing Inklines. And she's awesome. So we're going to be talking about her comic as well as talking about the bullshittery of the recent Warner Brothers and Disney shelving of projects and Iger talking about execs micromanaging creators. And we want to talk some shit about the people that pay our rent. So that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow on Gotham City Tonight. So unless anyone's got anything
sticking
else
to plug, the man.
Yeah. Well,
can I plug one more thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Combat Creatures by Morphinauts. Their Kickstarter has 4 days left. They just got funded, $65,000. Congratulations to them. I had a chance to take a look at two of the sort of prototype 3D printed figures, kind of Battle Beast homage meets six-inch, you know, whatever sort of figure line. Really cool stuff. If it gets to 80, we'll unlock the Eagle. So let's go.
If you like your Battle Beasts, like I like my Battle Beasts, you're going to love that line. And I believe he's doing ones that are... You could probably put with your AWOC, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I posted some comparison pictures. D-Amazing has a video out, and somebody else posted a video. Oh, Toy Shiz has a video as well.
Right. So everyone, please go check that out. I was trying to think of that today, too. Like, oh, crap, what is that called? And I couldn't remember for the life of me. So I'm glad you plugged that.
Absolutely.
Because I want that to fund.
It funded, and now we're just into stretch goals. Let's go. Let's stretch.
Get them.
Let's hit everything. All right, folks. Thank you, the three of you, for being here. Super lots of fun. And I will see all of you next Tuesday.